Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college. Just not about this show.
Exactly. It's the regular guys, random thoughts, married at first sight, recap. I have no idea what episode we are on.
12. Come on. Last week was 11. You know how to count. I know how to count.
I hate the show, and I don't pay attention, but I will say at least these 2 hours each week is going by a lot better.
Yeah, because the show is now kicking into gear. And here's the thing. If you wonder why the hell are we recapping Married at First Sight, if one of us hates the show, I'll tell you why. Because at some point in life, Terrell made a deal with the devil that he would never watch The Bachelor until they had a Black Bachelor. ABC says, hold my beer. It's 2021. Here is Black Bachelor Matt James. Me being the great friend I am, I watched the show along with him. And so we reviewed that, recapped Black Bachelor. And in return, he's got to do it for one of the shows I like, which is Married at First Sight. And here we are, season 13. Thank you for coming along on this journey, because I know you're starting to love it.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm not. And I'm getting really upset with one particular couple that seems like they're working out. And that's going to determine my future. And I'm a little pissed about it.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait till we get to old Gilly and Merla. But let's kick it off this week with Jose and Rachel. First, it's, you know, get the fuck out of my house. And now it's, it's roses and moving to my house. How you feeling about them this week?
So I still feel the same. I think Jose has that, and I've said it many times on the show, that machismo mindset where he wants this very submissive Latina. And that's not who Rachel is. Do I think they'll still make it? Sure. But I just don't like what I saw. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people didn't like what they saw the last couple of weeks. And I think that's who Jose is. What did you think?
Interesting thing. What I found really disappointing was that Rachel saying that she didn't think she'd ever find someone like Jose. That was disappointing to me because I'm like, girl, do you not remember last week he locked you out the goddamn house and lied about it? Do you not remember that? I mean, I know the time is a little different that we're watching it than it's experienced for them. But there's no way you lock me out the house. We fighting first. Before we get to anything else, we throwing bows. And then I will say this, though. Jose showing appreciation for the little things that Rachel does is a good thing. Like, oh, I like the fact that you get up and you cook breakfast and all these things. Unlike some other people on the show that we will definitely be discussing later, who doesn't appreciate anything that anybody does. I will say Jose showing appreciation for that and actually voicing that. That was actually good. I will say something nice about Jose this week.
Well, I agree with you. I think that is a great move in the right direction for Jose. Mm-hmm. But where, like, I totally think they're going to continue to be married at the deadline. Mm-hmm. But all the real stuff that's going to come afterwards, you know, the travel. Rachel's idea is travel is seeing the world, going to Europe. Jose's mindset of travel is, let's drive through Texas and go see some stuff. I'm like, who wants that? I live in Texas. I don't want to drive around this motherfucker. And that's my vacation. Like, that's crazy. And so, and then when she's off work for the summer, it's such a condescending mindset that he has when he talks about teachers. I think that mindset of, like, you know, someone not working during the summer while he's working. But the fact that he just thought she would just be happy for the fact that I'm married to him and I'm in his house and it's summertime. Mm-hmm. Whee! Like, yeah. There's nothing exciting about that. It's boring as shit.
I love the fact that she was open to letting him know. Like, look, this is going to be very different for me when we leave here because you're going back to your house. I'm not going back to my house, right? So I thought it was very important that she said that. And, you know, you could tell that Jose really just didn't want to go anywhere. He's like, and you know, the hilly parts of Texas, you know, they're really hilly. I've been in Texas. There's no hills in Texas.
I live close to the hill country. And I'm just like, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard someone say.
There's no fucking hills in Texas. There's no fucking hills in Texas. You don't even need breaks in Texas.
There are, but it's not as exciting as, okay, Yanni, if I'm like, hey man, let's go on vacation together. Here's our options. Europe or the hill country of Texas. Let's go see the hills.
Oh my God. All right. So the boring couple finally started to jazz things up a little bit. Brett and Ryan. And I think, you know, at the start of the episode, I was like, Ryan just needs to admit that he doesn't like Brett. And I love the fact that Zach was giving him good advice. He's like, just say it. And I'm like, well, look at Zach. You know, last week it was Gil giving some good relationship advice. Look at Zach. Look at the brother stepping up and giving some good relationship advice.
Yeah, which is suspect, by the way. But anyway,
Oh yeah, totally is.
But here's the thing: I'm watching this couple and watching what's going on. I've called it out that that Ryan's not attracted to Brett.
Yes, you did,
and there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of feel feel Ryan in this scenario, like. You ever meet someone and you start dating them? There's nothing wrong with them. There's not like they're bad. There's this and that. You're just not compatible, and it's hard to say it. And then when someone's dog dies, you have all these different things. You're like, shit, I really want to be honest, but if I do, it's bad. Now, don't get me wrong, the cleanliness thing, like the video that they showed of
yes
of Brett's bathroom and room. Yep. I'm just like, you got to be joking me. No way in hell could I date somebody like that.
Okay, but to be fair. As messy as her shit was, and the fact that she leaves the clothes in the washing machine that long before even putting them in the dryer and whatnot, that's bad. But I'm going to tell you something. Get the fuck off my kitchen table. What is the dog doing on the kitchen table eating her flowers? The fact that he ate the flowers is bad enough. But the fact that the dog got up on the kitchen table, that's a big ass dog on the kitchen table.
That's a big dog, but it's because you don't like dogs. Even if it was a small dog, you'd still feel the same way. Dogs
are amazing.
I like
cats, and they're not allowed on the kitchen table.
I hear you, but dogs are amazing. And do you have video watching your house to see if the cats jump on the table when no
yes.
one's home?
Mm-hmm.
And then if you do see the video and the cat jumps on the table, what do? Nothing. Same thing you would do with the dog.
PETA could be watching this, so I'm not going to answer that question.
Exactly. But there's nothing you're going to do to this. You're nothing going to do to it, right? Dogs
and my wife
amazing.
Watches this, so I definitely can't answer this question.
The love you get from a dog is amazing. Cats are terrible. Worst pets ever. And chime in the comments if you agree with me that dogs are better than cats or that cats are worse than dogs. Chime in on the comments.
Look, here's the other thing, too. You are so bad for that one, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
I will say this. When I saw them go, and I like that Brett was trying her best to make Ryan feel good. But if this doesn't make him fall in love, I'm like, well, that's not going to help the marriage. I mean, he's just out having a good time at the Ninja Warrior course. But tell me that you saw, like I saw, that it looked like Brett wanted to jump, what was his name, Josh, the coach at the Ninja Warrior course. The minute she walked in, her face lit up. He's like, hi, I'm Josh. She's like, marry me.
Switch. It's like in baseball, bring in the lefty.
She's like, I tell you what, you do the course, he'll do me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think kudos to Brett for trying, right? Yeah. I mean, she was at least throwing it out there and trying. It's just, at the end of the day, Ryan's not attracted to her. And mm-hmm. his sister called it out when she was like, okay, if she was
yes.
a supermodel and mm-hmm. same situation, what would you do? And he was like, I'd be doing the dishes. You know, you're just not attracted to her. But it's hard to tell somebody that because it's not fair, right? It's not fair to look at someone and say, hey, you're amazing. I'm not attracted to you because that's going to hurt someone. Yeah. Even though Brett wants the truth, mm-hmm. that is a hurtful thing to say. And I've been in that situation and it's fucking terrible. So I get it, but he's mm-hmm. just not interested. So we know they're not going to work out. And we've been calling it out since the beginning.
Exactly. Speaking of, you know, putting in work and trying, and the fact that you like to say the dogs are the greatest pets there are, a dog is going to be the reason that you're going to hate this episode, this season even more because you'll be watching next season. Because as it was pointed out, you made another deal with the devil. I don't know why you keep making these deals with the devils. You said, if Gil and Merla make it, we will review and do the recaps for season 14 of Married at First Sight. And Gil and Merla, I gotta admit, they're looking good.
So I forget who commented this, but whoever it was that says she was reaching out to all her prayer warriors, we're fighting. We're beefing right now because whatever you did is working.
Yes.
Obviously, my prayer warriors aren't. And Gil and Merla.
You don't believe in prayer. That's why.
Truth. But they're working out, and it bothers me.
She's
but,
walking the dog, goddammit.
Well, not only that, not only was she walking the dog, the when she made the comment that she needs to clear the slobber off his face, that's when you know that you're a dog lover. Because, I mean, slobber's gross. But she's you fall in love with the right dog that's just so freaking stinking cute. And they got that drool hanging. You don't mind. You're just like, with your hand, rub it on your pants.
Who the hell are you? Move on.
You just don't love dogs, but dogs are amazing.
Who is this guy?
Dogs are amazing. But the fact that she's like falling in love with the dog, asking him to find a dog, I feel like, as much as I hate to say this, that they're going to make it. And I hope something happens in these next 22 days, however many episodes we have left, that she goes full Merla and just ruins it, where she's just like, you got that bald head and that razor bumps under your neck, trash.
Damn, you looking at him hard.
I'm trying to like, come on, Merla, look at, did you notice this? Did you notice that, Merla? Like, you can't be with that girl. You should know better. Like, I can't wait till she sees this apartment that he's picked out. And I think that's going to be the deal breaker, where she's going to be like, are you serious? Like, you know me and this is what you picked?
My closet is the size of this apartment.
I'm going to be clapping all day. I'm like, yes, Merla girl, yes.
Hey,
you don't need that type of negativity in your life.
Don't tear the desk up trying to prove your point here, okay?
I'm mad because they look like they're working out and I don't need this. I don't want to watch this show again. I don't want to do this. So all those who have prayer warriors that are praying for Gil and Merla to work
out. Keep praying.
Stop. Stop, please.
By the way.
For me.
I know it's not just me, and I know you will agree with me on this. But Gil's friend is disrespectful as hell. How the hell are you asking that man about him sleeping with his wife?
Well, I don't think that's bad, because I think he was just asking because he knew, I'm sure this is not the first time they've, you know, chatted since the wedding. He's known that she wouldn't even kiss him. So he's just asking, hey, did y'all consummate the marriage, right? I don't do that. I didn't ask you. Hey,
I'm about to say, you never asked me that. You know the person to ask those questions with, and it's not the person that you know, oh, he's really serious about this person.
Well, I mean, y'all were having a kid, so I just assumed that.
I guess I was there. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm just assuming. But I would never ask that question. But I think it's more because she wouldn't even kiss him and all that. And so he was just trying to dig into it. So there wasn't anything wrong with that. What I didn't like about the conversation between him and his boy was it's the money and the princess thing. It's like, dude, you know what you're getting. If you want to be with her, this is who she is. And you either have to embrace that or move on. But you can't change her. And I think that's what happens in a lot of dating relationships. You try to make somebody be what you want them to be. But, I don't know. I didn't see anything wrong with what he asked. Now, the other thing I say to myself is I tend to always have more patience and really listen to anybody with a pinky ring. Anytime I see a man with a pinky ring on, I'm just like, he's got things to say. And I just kind of lean in.
Well, the whole thing of trying to change, we know somebody who's trying to change their spouse on this show, and we'll get to them next. But I got to get to Zach and Michaela. And I thought they had a great episode, or at least a good episode. And I really believe that Michaela's growth that she has shown, especially when she sat down with her sister, and her sister's like, I never thought I'd see that at my sister. I thought that is great for her and just in time for the next man she dates.
Exactly. Zach is not going to be her man. They're not going to work out.
No.
He's a character. And remember, we called it out. I was like, there's something about this dude that I can't put my finger on.
You really did.
Something about him where I'm just like, he's a little bit shady. And we know that we've seen previews that there's going to be a bigger blow up between those two. But I just don't think that he is as in it as Michaela is. Mm-hmm. And I think he's trying. Let me back up. He's trying to go through the motions of. But I am so tired of seeing previews of Zach crying and all that. I'm like, dude, nut up. Just a little bit.
Exactly. Like, I got 6 weeks to go. I might as well get me something while I'm here. Or some mo.
I mean, and I'm happy for Michaela. If her sister sees that through this process, she's growing. She's going to be awesome. She's going to be amazing for the next dude. Mm-hmm. But it won't be Zach.
It's definitely not going to be him. And apparently, I got this all wrong. They fooled me in this. But Johnny and Bao, I mean, Johnny's being so damn extra right now. What the hell is wrong with him?
So in the beginning, everybody was saying that those two were going to work out. And I called it out again. I'm like, on paper, I can see why they would put them together, because they seem like the right fit from a business partner relationship. But everything else, no. And I love that the pastor, I wanted to say Pastor Troy, but that's my dad. But you
Pastor
know,
Cal, man. Pastor Cal. Yeah, Jesus, don't disrespect that man. He's the only brother on the goddamn show.
Yeah. Pastor Cal, I respect the conversation that they had. But here's the deal with Johnny. Mm-hmm. So when they were having dinner last episode with the other couples, like Johnny's eyes, you can just see he is just like, I am so pissed. I'm so done. He is done. And I appreciate that after the Pastor Cal call that he's, you know, trying to recommit to the goal.
Bullshit.
He is totally checked out. And he did paint Bao. And I'm guilty of trying to blame Bao for some of this stuff. Mm-hmm. But Johnny's just like on a whole new level of being a little bitch.
Man, we thought Jose was the worst. And those who watched season 12 would say that Chris was the worst husband on this show ever. And Johnny's, the fact that he was like, I would rather be married to anybody else.
Yes.
The fuck? And the fact that Bao actually still sat there and didn't just knock him out when he said that shit is wild to me. And the fact that she was willing to have a conversation, even smile at him after that, is wild, because he was mad disrespectful there.
Yep.
And even the fact, here's the other part that really got me. He was very disrespectful in uninviting her to the family outing.
Yep.
Even though I understand his twisted logic behind it. He's like, well, I don't want my family to fall in love with her because I'm not going to be with her anyway. And that was his thought process. Super disrespectful. But mm-hmm. then he goes out there and lies to his family about what's wrong, right? And I love the fact that Uncle Mitchell was like, you're not in high school anymore.
Yeah. Oh no, I thought the conversation he had with his family was great, but I agree with you 100%. You know, don't uninvite her, you know, for all this. And then when he's there, again, he's making her seem like she's the problem. Right. When his family called him out, it's like, no, dude, it's you.
Yeah.
You know, you're the issue here. But I going back to Pastor Cal. Troy. Okay. Let's just call him Pastor Troy going forward, because I think it's
hey
more
Johnny
fun.
What did you say? Ain't no more friends.
Why are you trying to declare war, Johnny? But Johnny is self-sabotaging, and like that's what I saw throughout mm-hmm. this episode, is that he's trying to ruin it. That whole tantrum they had after they cooked that meal together, it's like he's trying to find ways to ruin it. And what he's trying to do is get Bao to be like, you're right. We're not mm-hmm. meant for each other. And then good. His hands are clean. He's absolved from the whole situation. So it's just a mess. But I really thought, remember in the beginning, I was on like anti-Bao. But mm-hmm. maybe if, you know, her not taking showers, or is that the worst that she does?
Well, she and let's be fair. You and I don't watch Unfiltered, and you know, we had people who said no. We saw in Unfiltered. She said she did that. She's doing the showers. She does at least once a day. Now she's doing twice a day. Well, great. So she's doing the things. It's just that he wants everything his way. I mean, like, oh well, meal prep. That's the basics. He tries to downplay everything that she does. And that's a sure sign that you just do not like somebody. And the fact that he said that, he was basically like, I don't want to be married to somebody I don't like. I don't want my family to get attached to somebody that I don't even like. And I was like, when he said that, I'm like, that cut me hard. Because it's like, the things that she's putting in and putting time, she may have over-exaggerated when she was talking to the group, but she wasn't lying in the fact that, he couldn't even say that she didn't do those things. he just kept trying to say, well, we did it together. You're supposed to. It's we.
No, that's true. And what I do like about Johnny's outburst and little attitude, and this is something I think people need to be mindful of. Everybody receives and feels love different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to tune in to whatever your partner thinks is love, even if that's out of your comfort zone. Like, I am not my love language is physical touch, words of affirmation. Give me those two things, I'm all in, I'm good. If you buy me gifts, I don't feel more love for you. I'm just like, oh, thanks. It's kind of weird, but I could buy it myself. Mm-hmm. But I get it, right? But you have to understand what your partner's love language is and do those things, even if it's outside of your comfort zone. So
yeah.
What Johnny has been trying to tell Bao is, I want to be, you know, flirted with. I want to be wooed. It's not just, it reminds me of someone that I briefly dated who didn't like to kiss. The only time she wanted to kiss is we're about to have sex, and that's it. Other than that, why would you kiss a person? I'm like, it's affection. And I need.
Why would I show you the door? Use it.
Well, I was like, you know, I need that. This doesn't work for me, right? And I think that's what Johnny's saying, but I think Johnny is like totally self-sabotaging overall, but I do want to give him credit for what he's trying to say to Bao. And I do think Bao is trying, but Johnny wants to be wooed. Wooed.
Okay, here's my problem. What wooing is he doing? I mean, let's be real. All we've heard, I know what you're about to say. We're only seeing what they've edited and shown us. But let's be honest. All we've seen is him complain about what she's not doing for him. Now, granted, if he's acting like the ass that he is and I'm the producer, I'm editing all his good shit too, okay? I'm going to let you see him for the ass that he is. But it's all about him. Like, what Johnny wants is the submissive person to just cater to his every whim. Who's going to cook his dinner. When she was like, no, let me explain to you. This is my job.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I do for a living. And basically what she was saying, I'm not no goddamn secretary, so don't think I got all this time in the world. I got important shit to do. But I'm doing this because I'm doing it for you. Because that's, and you're right, that may be her construct of what to show love. And here's what it is that is expected of a wife. But what is he doing? Is he doing any of that stuff for her? To show that to her?
And maybe he's not. And going back to your original, you know, or what you stated briefly, is that we're only seeing what's edited. Because I thought that whole conversation was weird because he's tasting the dinner for the first time. And then all of a sudden he just starts going in. I'm like, that escalated quickly.
But then I realized. Salt, God damn it.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you put bacon in this? Is this bacon? I was like, is Johnny a Muslim? Like, what is going on? But there's only certain things they're showing us, obviously, for the drama effect.
Yeah,
which
and time.
Is why people like you have watched this show for 13 seasons, mm-hmm. and I don't. But,
and you for the next two, but yeah, go ahead.
But when it goes back to my original point was that for Bao, baking, making whatever, and meal prepping, that's her way of showing love. All Jolly wants is just to you to walk by, slap in the ass, and say, I can't wait till later tonight. I'm going to jump on that. Or whatever. You know, just something. He wants that kind of flirting that Bao doesn't do. But kudos to Bao that she's like, I'm open to doing this. I will try this.
Yep.
And the fact that she was able to sit there when he said, I wish y'all would have matched me with anyone else. Mm. I was like, damn, that's hardcore.
And let's be honest. Bao has been trying because she said from the very beginning, and I think we forget this, but Bao said she's not about the PDA and the cuddling and all the other stuff.
Yeah.
But yet, and when he says that's what he wants, right? Yet she's got to be Big Spoon. What kind of girl man is he that you got to be the baby spoon every time or whatever the hell you call it, teaspoon or the cup of whatever, the saucer, what the hell of it? Whatever the thing is, she did all that stuff. So it's not like she's been trying from the very beginning. Johnny, like you said, has been self-sabotaging. He finally said it at the end of the episode, and they kind of snuck it in there and went right by it. And they did a drive-by. She liked him, and she said this from the very beginning, that she was always attracted to him, and she wanted to talk to him from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
He was not attracted to her. And he says, he finally said it.
He said that in the teaser, I guess, for future episodes.
Yep.
He does tell her that, but that's why they never hooked up. They've known each other forever. mm-hmm. technically, but that's why they never hooked up, is because he wasn't all that attracted to her. Mm-hmm. But he's trying to tell her the things that he needs for him to feel attracted. And she's trying, but at the end of the day, I think it's similar to a Brett and Ryan situation where Johnny's just not physically into her. Now, I'm wondering, does Johnny normally only date Asians, or does he also date white women? Because there's a difference, right?
I'm glad you said it and not me this time.
What? I'm just curious. Like, you know, I have a lot of Asian coworkers and friends that like live in California that predominantly date white women. And I'm just like, yeah, I get it. But I wonder if I just wonder how much of that comes into play. But for whatever reason, Johnny is the looks, right? Remember when they were having dinner last week? And when she was saying, I make all the meal prep, I do this, like the looks in his eyes, he is mm-hmm. just so done with her. Yeah. And I think that's one of the problems with men is that rather than talking to her and having those conversations before you get to that I'm done point, we decide that we're done. We think about it, we process it, we talk it with a homeboy, and at some point we're like, I'm done. Now I need to let her know. And then when you let her know, it causes a problem. And I think that's where Johnny's at, and I think that's where Ryan's at. Soon to be Zach. Zach will be there too.
Zach will be there too. We still haven't seen Michaela's blow up, so I'm still waiting for that. Oh, Hurricane Michaela.
What if the blow up is that Gil and Michaela got a little flirty, and Zach got pissed, and he left, and then Gil and Michaela start dating? That would be a win-win for me and what I'm wanting in the future. So
it's not going to happen. I don't know why you even brought that up. It's not going to happen.
I'm just throwing out because I'm feeling like that I'm going to be stuck doing this for another however many episodes the next season will be. But I need that relationship. I don't wish ill will on anybody. I want everybody to find happiness. I don't want Gil apparently and Merla not to find happiness with each other. I need them to break. I need them to have a really big blowout, breakup, drama. That way I can look back and comment on the comment back to people that comment on our YouTube page and be like, told you.
Unfortunately, that's not going to happen. And we'll be right back here next week for season 13, episode 13, the 13-13 episode. Now, of course, don't forget on Mondays, we drop the audio for our regular guys, Random Thoughts podcast. Tuesdays, we drop the video for that. And then on Wednesdays, we do the audio and video recaps. And we'll be back here next week for episode 13 as we inch closer to the finale, the reunion, and then get ready for season 14 because Gil and Merla are going to make it. And you see, almost got me saying Gil and Michaela. Gil and Merla are going to make it. And Tara has already committed to us doing season 14 if that happens. So prayer warriors up.
No. No, divide. But
prayer warriors unite.
And hold on. What do you mean we got to watch the reunion? We got to do the reunion too. If it's bullshit, I think I need to ask better questions when I commit to doing something in the beginning and say, "Hey, so let's say we do Married at First Sight. Do we have to do the reunion episode? Because then I could."
What have we been talking about this entire time? We've been talking about communication. They're not communicating. I know we ain't married, but
we're not married, and we've been communicating with each other over 20 years. I don't even have to tell you stuff. I know what you're thinking, and you know that I think this is bullshit, and I'm not happy about it. But I'm in it because I committed and said I would do it. I just need Gil and Merla to not work out.
I also know that you'll be back next week.
Yeah, Gil and Merla not work out at all. Be sure to provide comments. We talk about the comments on the show, but provide some comments. Tell us what you think. Tell me how right do you think I am or how wrong do you think Yanni is about his picks. And put that into the comments.
And prayer warriors unite. I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Root, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
All right, send us some of your random thoughts and some of your bullshit. We'll talk about it on our regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Cheers.
Cheers, brother.